For me, land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
I'm square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Oh, hi.
Hello, dear. Lunch is ready.
Oh, good. I'm starved. What are we having?
It's a surprise. Sit down. Mm-hmm. There you are.
Okay, I'm surprised. What is it?
Peanuts butter. Those are the peanuts, and that's the butter, and you put them together and...
Oh, I see. It's a do-it-yourself peanut butter kit. Look, Lisa...
If you like the chunky style, you can leave the shells out. Have a good lunch.
Hi, am I late for lunch?
No, you're just in time. Sit down. There you are.
Oh, boy, my favorite. Do-it-yourself peanut butter.
Your favorite?
Is there any jelly?
Yes, there's some in...
Good, then I'll save this for dessert. I'll eat this first.
What is that?
It's a submarine sandwich. I got it in Pixley. It's got knockwurst, salami, red peppers, coleslaw, gorgonzola cheese, Tabasco sauce, and a torpedo.
Oh, for...
Get a saw and I'll cut you a piece.
No, thanks. Lisa.
Oh, wait a second till I turn this off.
What do you have to turn it off for? You haven't got it plugged in.
Well, on Mondays, I never plug it in. You see, Monday and Wednesday are unplugged days, and Tuesday and Thursday are plug-in days.
Today is Friday.
Well, then I shouldn't be doing this at all.
But Lisa...
Did you enjoy your lunch?
I want to talk to you. Don't you think it's about time you learned how to cook?
One thing at a time. I'm just learning how to vacuum clean.
Well, I think you ought to concentrate on cooking. As a matter of fact, I think I better give you a cookbook for your birthday.
My birthday? When is that?
Next Wednesday.
It is? Oh, I forgot all about that. But everything I want, I've made up on this list right here.
Looks more like a catalog. Must be 25 items here.
To make it easy for you, I divided the list into groups. Here's the diamond group, the fur groups, and the stock and barn groups.
Don't you have a cheap group?
No, only these three. Shall we start with the diamond groups?
All right. Well, there's nothing there. What's the next group?
The diamond tiara with the rubies and emeralds doesn't appeal to you?
No, not particularly.
You can make a good buy on it. My mother wants to sell hers.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint the old... Here, let's look at the furs. Well, nothing there either.
Well, what about the chinchilla coat with the sable collar and the mink boots?
No.
It will look beautiful with the tiara. My aunt is going to be very unhappy because she was sure that you buy her coat and the boots.
You and your second-hand family. I'm surprised your father doesn't have something to sell.
That's under the stocks and bonds.
Lisa, I'm going to buy you a present, but let's be sensible. How about something for your wardrobe? How about a dress? Oh, no. You got enough dresses here and shoes and hats. How about a nice belt buckle with your initials on it?
That's what you got me for our anniversary.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, that's my riding habit I got before we moved out here to the country. I thought we were going to have horses.
Well, I
that's
never...
That's the one thing I missed most from when we lived in New York. Remember how every day we used to go camphoring through the Central Park?
Oh, yes. I always enjoyed camphoring. But wait a minute. You say you miss horseback riding?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I buy you a horse for your birthday?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
You got it.
Oh, Oliver, you true blue with a blood to match.
Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Haney, what a...
Shh.
Mr. Haney, would you mind telling me what your truck is doing in my barn?
I didn't want the little woman to see it.
Why not? Haney's curbside birthday shoppy?
That's just the English pronunciation. We're affiliated with Krugwells of London.
Krugwells of London.
Now, just what did you have in mind to get Mrs. Douglas for her birthday?
That is none of your business.
May I suggest a browse through our jewelry department?
Well, Mr. Haney, I'm not...
Close your eyes while I run through the combination.
Mr. Haney, you're just wasting your...
It's connected direct to Scotland Yard.
All this.
Now, here is a beautiful birthday gift that would look wonderful hanging on Mrs. Douglas's neck. The Hope Diamond.
The Hope Diamond?
Is wore by Bob Hope in The Road to South Africa. Now, while you're making out your check, I'll have it gift wrapped.
A hand just came out of the...
That's Mrs. Krugwell. She does all of our gift wrapping. Now, to go with the lavalier... Mr. Douglas, may I have your attention, please?
No, how did you...
To go with the lavalier, may I suggest a mink stole? The mink stole, please.
I don't want a...
Thank you, Miss Glovewell. Miss Glovewell is in charge of Krugwell's fur department. Mr. Douglas, the fur is here.
Yes, brother. Who's in that safe?
Now, as you can see, this is a genuine Afghanistan mink.
That's dyed rabbit.
That is correct. When the rabbit died, its last wish was to be an Afghanistanian mink.
That's the most ridiculous.
I suppose you want this gift wrap, too.
Who's back there?
Oh, that's Miss Pennyweather. She's been with Krugwells for years. Now, to complete your birthday shopping...
Forget it.
You mean you're not going to buy Mrs. Douglas a birthday present?
I know exactly what I'm going to get her.
Could you give me a slight hint?
No, thanks. All I have to do is tell you the next thing I know you'll be showing up here with a tired-looking horse.
Horse? It just so happened.
Forget it. I'm not buying anything from you.
But Mr. Douglas... We won't be needing that, Mrs. Krugwell. Put it back in stock. Everybody, take an hour for lunch.
Kimmel. Which one of your seeds said that?
I said that.
Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas. Mr. Douglas, you know you got a small wart on the end of your nose? Or is that a small nose on the end of your wart? Well, I'd have them both removed just to be on the safe side.
Oh, for the love of...
The department just sent me a new strain of hybrid corn seed. Yeah, they're supposed to be frost resistant. I don't think so. None of them were wearing earmuffs. Yeah, I saw that on the joke page of the Agricultural Quarterly. Or was it the Annually? Well, it doesn't make any difference. It was an old copy anyway.
Mr. Kimball, I'm in a sort of a hurry.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'll come back when you have more time.
Mr. Kimball. Mr. Kimball. I came here to see you.
Oh. What about?
I'm looking for a horse.
Where'd you lose him?
No, I didn't lose him. I want to buy one.
From who?
Well, that's what I came to ask you. You know all the farmers around here. Now, do you know anybody who has a horse for sale?
See. Yeah. Charlie Wainwright. I passed by his place this morning. He had a sign out front. Horse for sale. Hmm. Well, it's a beautiful place. I know you're going to like it. 2 bedrooms, a bath, large service porch. No? I guess a sign said house for sale.
Mr. Kimball, I want to buy a horse. It's a birthday present.
Oh, you want to buy a birthday present for a horse? I suggest...
No, no. I want to give my wife a horse for her birthday.
Say, that's a very nice idea. Very thoughtful. Yes, there's not many men that think of giving their wife a... What are you giving her again?
A horse! Now, do you know any farmer around here who has a nice, gentle animal for sale?
Gentle animal? Gentle animal. Must be a horse, huh?
Yes!
Let's see. I have it. Well, I don't have it. Mr. Haney has it.
Mr. Haney is the last man in the world I'll buy a horse from.
Now, look, we gotta make a good impression. Will you straighten up and stop slouching?
I'm tired.
And be quiet.
Why?
Well, people ain't interested in buying a talking horse.
When I was on television, do you know how much money they paid me to talk?
You ain't gonna make any friends if you go around telling people big lies like that.
It's not a lie. I was on television. I was Mr. Fred.
And I was Lum and Abner.
But I tell you, I was Mr. Fred.
Would you keep your mouth shut? At least until I've sold you.
How much are you going to ask for me?
$50.
Do you know how much I used to get for one TV show?
If you don't keep quiet, it's the glue factory.
If I had just saved my money instead of blowing it, betting on auto races.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Haley.
Howdy, Miss Douglas.
Who is that?
That is the horse that your husband ordered for your birthday.
Oh, he's beautiful.
So are you, baby.
Why, Mr. Haney.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got carried away.
Oh, I love him. How much is he?
Well, I was going to charge $200 for him, but since it's your birthday, you can have him for $100.
How much?
You have to keep his mouth shut. He's a fly swallower. Now, if you'll just write out a check.
Oh, my husband will give you the money.
Well, I don't plan on being around town too long, so if I can get it from you, then you can get it from him.
Oh, certainly. Golly-ho, dear.
Where did you get the horse?
This is my birthday present. Mr. Haney said you ordered him for me.
Mr. Haney. Get off.
But Oliver.
Get off.
Oh, Oliver.
Come on. Oh. Come on, that boy. Here we go.
What are you doing?
I'm taking him back to Mr. Haney.
Why? He's such a wonderful horse. We've been jumping over fences and galloping and...
If this was Haney's horse, there has to be something wrong with him. I'm taking him back before I have to pay for him.
I already paid him.
You didn't.
I wrote him out a check for $100.
I gotta call the bank and stop payment on the check.
What a sore head. I used to have a producer like him.
Your plug. What number do you want?
Hello, Sarah. Will you get me...
Just a minute, Mr. Douglas. I have another call.
Hello, Sarah. Can you get me Hooterville 26...
I can't hear you, Fred.
Just a minute. Arnold, will you cut off that dad-blame TV? Thank you. Phil, will you get me Hooterville...
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, this is Fred Ziffel. Who's this?
Oliver Douglas.
Oh, Mr. Douglas. Well, nice for you to call me.
I'm not calling you. I'm calling...
Just a minute, Mr. Douglas. I have
Buzz.
Hi, Sarah. This is Ralph Monroe.
Would you get me...
Sarah, have you got the correct time?
My clock stopped. I don't know. Wait a minute, I'll ask Fred. Fred?
No, this isn't Fred. It's Mr. Douglas.
Oh, excuse it, please. Fred, do you know what time it is?
No, I haven't got my watch on. Arnold, go and see what the right time is.
Hold a minute, Ralph.
Thank you, Sarah.
Hello. Hello.
Howdy doody, Mr. Douglas. You know what time it is?
Hold your horses. Arnold's getting it. Ten minutes to 11.
Thank you.
Now, may I get my number, please?
Just a minute. I'm getting a buzz on my trunk line. This is the Hooterville operator.
Hello, Hooterville. This is Chicago. I have a call from Mr. Oliver Wendell Douglas from Paris, France.
Paris, France?
Hello, Sarah.
Guess what, Fred? Mr. Douglas is getting a call from Paris, France.
Well, how about that, Arnold? Mr. Douglas is getting a call all the way from Paris, France.
Who's calling Mr. Douglas from Paris?
I don't know. Maybe it's Fifi Dolce.
Hot ziggity. Arnold, you know who's calling Mr. Douglas from Paris, France? Fifi Dolce. Sarah, be sure and let Arnold talk to her. He's wearing his beret.
Operator, have you gotten through to my son yet? Well, I'm working on it. Hello, Hooterville. Would you please put Mr. Douglas on the line?
Mr. Douglas? I'm getting a call for you from Paris, France.
Paris? Hello?
Hello, Oliver?
Hello, Fifi.
Who's that?
Mr. Zippo, would you mind...
Just a minute. Arnold wants to say hello to you, Miss Dorsey.
Oliver, have you got a cold?
No, that was Arnold.
Arnold who?
Mr. Ziffel's pig.
We.
Arnold Sayast un Kuchon, Miss Dorsey.
Who's on the phone now?
Sam Drucker. Who's this?
It's Fifi Dorsey, Sam.
Fifi Dorsey? Hot ziggity.
That's my mother.
She is? Did you hear that, Sam? Fifi Dorsey is Mr. Douglas's mother.
Will you clods get off this line? I'm trying to talk to my son. Hello, Oliver?
Yes, Mother.
You sound just like your father. May he rest in peace. Not that he will after the life he led. Drinking and carousing and coming home any old day of the week. You'll never know how I suffered.
Yes, I do. You've told me 1,000 times.
When did you get to Paris?
6 months ago, and if you'd called me once in a while, you'd know.
Fine, son. You ought to call your mother at least once a week, even if it's collect.
You get off the phone!
How have you been?
Pretty good, except I get a twinge in my shoulder once in a while when I...
Mr. Drucker, look, I'm not talking to you. Mother, are you all right?
I'm fine. I just called to tell you that Lisa has a birthday next week, and be sure to buy her a present.
I'm getting her a present, a horse.
Oh, well, then I know what I can get for her. A riding outfit.
She has a habit.
You mean that same horrible habit she had in New York? Oh, I thought she got rid of that.
No, she doesn't want to get rid of it.
Oh. Well, I'll find something for her. Give her my love. And do try to call me once in a while.
I will. Goodbye, Mother.
Bye, Fifi.
Our reservoir, Miss Dorsey.
Oh, for the love of...
Well, you heard what Fifi said.
What'd she say?
Said poor Mrs. Douglas had a habit.
What kind of a habit?
I don't know. She said it was the same one she had in New York.
Oh, well, I guess that explains why they moved out here. Try to cure. Well, the fresh air is good for that sort of thing. What sort of thing? Her horrible habit. I don't believe it. Well, there's one way to find out what her habit is. I'll drop over there and do a little detective work.
Where did those come from?
They belonged to Mr. Haney when he owned the place. He used to make patent medicine during Prohibition.
Oh.
The stall in the back of the barn is full of them.
That's where we're going to keep the horse.
Not that horse. The minute I can locate Mr. Haney, he's going back.
Oh.
What do we do?
You just keep on cleaning.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Kimball. Would you help me up, please?
Oh, yes, sir. Easy there. Easy. Well, it looks like you've been busy.
Yes, is there something I can do for you?
No, but I think there's something we can do for you. Yeah, you should have seen that pile of empties. I had to help her up. She staggered around. Boy, it was pitiful.
That's hard to believe. I never saw Mrs. Douglas.
Probably a quiet drinker, like the chief. He used to sneak up on the roof for a snort. Nobody would have ever known, except one day he fell down the chimney.
We've got to help that poor woman.
Yeah, but how?
Well, we got to talk to her and get her to lay off the booze.
Hi.
Howdy, Mr. Douglas. Is Mrs. Douglas home?
Yes, Lisa.
Oh, hello there, Ralph, Mr. Drucker.
Can we talk to you?
Why, certainly. Come on in.
We want to talk to her alone.
Well, alone. Well, of all. Cut that out!
This is a nice surprise. Could I get you something to drink?
Drink? No, ma'am. You see, we... that is Ralph. Ralph has something to say to you. Don't you, Ralph?
Oh, well, there's no point in beating around the bush. Sam here wants to talk to you. Don't you, Sam?
What about?
Well, maybe I will have that drink.
He means a soft drink.
Yes, soft.
Why didn't you talk to her?
Well, it's not easy. I gotta find a way to bring it out in the open.
There. How did I hold you till tomorrow? Now, eat it, settle down, and go to sleep.
How about a blanket?
The blanket? Who said that?
The cow.
Don't be silly, a cow.
You'd better close your mouth. There are a lot of flies in here.
No, it's not possible. Oh... That's very funny. All right, Eb, where are you?
No, he went out an hour ago.
I didn't ask you. I must be hearing things.
Like what?
I could have sworn... Oh. Oh! Oh.
Good night, dummy.
Now, what is it you wanted to talk to me about?
Well, we heard about your habit.
Oh, that.
Well, then you do have one.
Would you like to see it?
No.
What's the matter with the two of you?
Well, we came over here to try and help you get rid of your habit.
Why should I get rid of it? I love it.
Yes, but it's...
Oliver, what's the matter?
That horse.
What about him?
Do you know what he said to me?
The horse said to you?
Yes. He asked me to get him a blanket.
He asked you to get
Let's
him...
Let's go, Sam.
But...
Let's go. Good night.
Well, I thought you wanted
to... Some other time.
Do you want to lie down? You don't look well.
That poor woman.
Yeah, there didn't seem to be any sense in talking to her.
No. I don't approve of it, but I guess I can understand why she has that habit.
Yeah. If I had a husband to talk to horses, I'd hit the bottle, too.
As I walked out of the barn, he said, "Good night, dummy."
There. You feel better in the morning. There.
Dummy.
this has been a Filmways presentation, darling.